Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Before we start today's episode, we want to let you guys know that we have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we have extra bonus high episode, deleted episodes, vlogs, early access videos,
you
private
it,
Discord.
Baby.
And also we just launched, well, last week we launched an exclusive unfiltered merch that we haven't done in like 2 years. We did it for everybody on Patreon.
Oh, this is the hat.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the shirt on.
Wearing it right there.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
Come on now.
We had Mariah in it. We had the two of us in it. You guys all loved it. And we had it up for 24 hours, but we left it exclusive for the Patreon family. And yeah, it was so cool. You guys had so much fun with it.
I finally bought the Patreon.
Thank you, Matt.
I did. I was just sick of hearing people talking about it, and I wanted to see the episodes for myself, and I'll say, I love it. I love it.
I caught him watching one of our high episodes the other day.
Oh, nice.
He's never watched any of them.
Oh, I know. It was great. I was like, I do not remember these, but we're having a great little time.
I don't even remember. After we finished those episodes, I don't even remember what we talked about anymore. I definitely have to rewatch those.
It is cool seeing the highlights that we post afterwards.
Yeah. I get to watch them all, and man, you should see the ones I don't edit. Make sure to check it out. It's all for $5. You get everything, including even the old videos are still on there once you pay.
Yeah, $5. once you become a patron, you get access to everything that we've ever posted.
Yes, so. And surprise, we actually have a brand new high episode out now. If you guys go check it out, patreon.com/ZaneandHeath.
Yep. We're smoking a blunt with Casey Anthony. It is insane.
So not stupid. True.
I love her.
Casey Anthony.
So dumb.
Can you imagine we have her on?
Where's she now?
I think she's doing like photography somewhere, which is insane. Like, can you book photo sessions with Casey?
Could you imagine?
Do you think we get, like, does she have an Instagram?
She should shoot our season 3.
Oh my God.
Shot by Casey.
She's our producer. But she's coming up with these, like, just killer topics.
I bet they're, like, shitty photos. Or they're like senior pics. Yeah, like, you're on a railroad track. Like.
And it's the back of you with your hat.
Yeah.
She's got to be getting booked, though, if she's doing it. Like, she has to get paid somehow.
They're booking her just because she's Casey Anthony.
I would.
I think, isn't she? Yeah, she goes, oh, she shut down her photography business after less than 3 years.
Oh. Oh no! Damn.
That's a big time. That's long.
Yeah, 3 years. She had a good run.
After just 3 years, that's successful.
Damn. America's most hated mom. Imagine having that title.
She deserves it.
Wow.
Yeah. Zanny the nanny. Zanny
the nanny. The nanny's name was Zanny.
Well, because she was just making it up. They go, who? She goes, I gave my child to like a nanny. And they go,
What's the nanny's name?
She's like, Zanny.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She did.
Oh my God.
And didn't she like say she worked at Universal?
Yeah. And then they were like, okay, take us there. And then like let us into the park. And she was walking around aimlessly forever and they're waiting. And then she turns around out of nowhere. And she just like, I haven't worked here in months.
And she still got away with it.
She's just lying.
She's still walking.
That's like when your parents catch you in a lie and you're like trying to prove
something.
Yeah,
and they had to have caught that and still got away with it.
Would we interview her though? Like, I get the fans probably would be pissed.
I feel like she's been on, hasn't she been on other podcasts? I swear I've seen her on other podcasts.
No way.
Not that I've seen.
You maybe it was someone else. Maybe it was another girl.
Well, I think like Anna Delvey was on like Call Me By or Call Me
Daddy. It wasn't Anna Delvey.
Call Me By.
No, she definitely had to do with like a murder. That's what, because I remember seeing, I was just like, how the hell is she on this podcast? I think it was like Whitney Cummings podcast or something.
Oh God.
That's pretty crazy if she did.
How is she still walking this earth?
Remember that documentary with the girl that was in another country and then-
Oh, Amanda Knox.
Amanda Knox. She was on a podcast.
I don't think Amanda Knox killed anybody, but I think she-
She's like 50-50. People think she's guilty. People think she's innocent.
I don't think she was in the room, but she was in the apartment.
Got it. But this girl, like 100%, like everybody knows.
Yeah, it was her.
Yeah, okay.
She was doing Amanda Knox was doing cartwheels at the police station, right?
Isn't that true?
Yeah, Mariah getting away
Amanda
with it.
Knox, Amanda Knox cartwheel.
You should give her private teaching lessons. That'd be fun. Okay, would we be canceled if she was sitting in our guest seat? Like, would people like be furious with us?
I would be furious with us.
I mean, what do you talk about? I mean,
it's not like we're saying that like she's innocent. We just want to be like, tell your side. Tell us the truth. Yeah. We want to know everything.
She's really trying to like bond with us and make us laugh. We're like,
she wins us over. We really like her.
You know, I want you to come on the high episode with us. We love you.
And next week we have crazy OJ Simpson.
She would definitely confess on the high episode.
And she just
slips up.
Feel like she wouldn't.
And we're like,
where we roll.
She's like, cut that. Gotcha. Cut that.
We got it.
Oh my God. Man.
Okay, well, we have a long episode.
Oh, we got a lot.
We got
to talk
a lot
about.
Of good stories.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about. So let's roll the intro.
You know what to do, baby.
Woo! Giddy up, baby. It's coffee talk, baby.
Baby, yeah. Yeah.
What do you got? Order in the court.
Let's go, baby.
Guys, all right, settle down. Settle down, everyone.
Bring in the dancing lobster.
Woo!
Have you been watching the Johnny Depp?
Love it.
Only the TikTok clips.
Right.
He is hysterical.
Well, I don't understand how everybody's able to view that case like live. Like, how is everybody just able to watch that when other cases...
where was Ghislaine Maxwell's case?
I would love to see that case. Why the hell weren't we seeing that one?
Well, because I think they agreed to it. They're like, no, show the public this.
Both of them agreed to it.
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh, Amber Heard had a lot of balls. To be one of that shit live like that.
Psychological issues.
Wow.
I know, but we'll see. You know, all respect to their domestic, you know, turmoil. Like, you know, respect.
I love how he's handling it.
I just feel bad for the whole thing.
I feel
thing.
Horrible,
it's just sad.
But I love how relaxed he is because he knows he's... innocent.
Do you know what blew my mind? The TikTok where they saw the person in the background taking a video of him as a fan.
Yeah, her lawyer.
Her lawyer was in the background taking a video of Johnny Depp as a fan, like videoing him walking by. Yeah. And somebody found it and
zoomed
in.
Are you sure it was her lawyer?
Yeah.
Maybe she has like, she's on TikTok lawyer where she's like day one and she's like, you know, getting little B-roll shots of all the clients, the judge.
I heard that this is going to be going on for like 6 weeks.
Oh man, that's a lot.
Is it normally that long?
It could be months, years.
The thing is that there's a lot on the line. So like, that's why it's long.
Does it go on so long because they need the verdict or whatever to, you know, everybody has to come to an agreement? Is that why it's delayed?
Yeah, it could be like 50-50 for a long time, you know? It just depends. Oh, wow. Trials can take a long time.
But right now, especially to the public eye, Johnny is winning by a
landslide. Imagine somebody that just is having so much fun being there. They just don't want to. They're still the last vote, but they're like, as soon as they say yes... It's gonna be over, so they're like.
I feel like they call them jurors, right? Jurors, the members of the jury. Yeah, I heard when they get stuck with a case like this, it's exciting for the first day, and then they're just like, "Fuck, we're gonna be here for a long time," and it's just like your life for the next year.
Have you guys ever had to do jury duty?
Hell no! I take that shit and I rip it.
Throw that bitch in the trash.
Garbage. I'm not fucking doing it.
But can't you get in trouble?
No, that's what they tell you.
Yeah,
I think that's
like salmonella.
It's not real.
I saw a TikTok of a guy. He's like, "This is how you get out of jury duty," and he walks right in the courthouse and he goes, "Who's going to jail today?"
That would be insane.
You walk right in the room, go to "Who's going to jail today?"
I don't like you. You just point right to like whoever the plane. I don't like you.
Zane would get kicked out right away because Zane would be like,
"I'll do whatever I need to do to get out of that shit."
And plus, a lot of people move very frequently, so you just don't get it in the mail.
I think the fact that you get it by mail, I think they need to change it. If they want,
show up to my house.
Exactly.
Be like, you're coming with
me. Serve me. Come to my house.
Pick me up. Get me a stylist and take me
or
to the
lie
courthouse.
To me. Just be like, get in the car. Like, we're going to keep you safe and secure. Like,
that's how I thought it was growing up as a kid. I thought it was jail if you didn't go. It's like a quicksand.
Yeah.
Like you think you had to worry about quicksand
on like a daily
up.
Basis.
Yeah. But you're just like, you just don't hear.
We were all told by like our parents that like it was such a serious thing and you had to do it once you get it.
Yeah.
Do you think like now that there's probably a lot of cases they do like via Zoom now, like are people's like Zane, I'm just picturing you like in a virtual court as like a member of the jury going, just eating chips. Like
if it was all through Zoom, that'd be nice. I would do it. I think, I mean, from the comfort of my own home, I would love to do it.
Cause we're like nosy, you know, but I'm not nosy enough to where I'm going to go show up at 6 a.m. to a court.
If I need to grab a quick bite, I just put the laptop like that.
Zane's carrying the laptop to the bathroom. Just like he's peeing, like puts it on
mute.
Oh
yeah. Like, I forgot to put it on mute. I'm just.
They hear the flush.
So embarrassing.
Did you see Amber mimicking what Johnny was wearing the following day? So he would wear, let's say, a gray suit with a Gucci tie with the bumblebee on it. The next day, she's in a gray suit, Gucci tie, bumblebee. Like,
crazy.
She's been mimicking what he's wearing.
I think she's trying to show people that, like,
no, she's crazy.
I think it's more like, look, I love him. I would never like do.
She's
I would never
trying to manipulate.
Yeah, trying to manipulate him.
She's sick. She's sick right now.
Sick in the head.
Sick.
Yeah.
How was y'all's weekend?
Nothing crazy.
It was pretty chill.
Yeah, it was a lot of fucking yeehaw and hillbilling around. You
so y'all went to Stagecoach.
We went to Stagecoach, and I will say, I don't listen to country music unless it's with Heath. But it was much better than Coachella.
I had
a blast.
Now, why do you say that?
Because I don't
like country music at all. Like I just can't.
But after a couple beers, I mean, it all kind of starts like sad at the same.
My brain just does not like to listen to that.
I'm thinking the more humane side. I know it's about the music, and I didn't know any songs. I maybe knew three songs. I knew Carrie Underwood. I knew a Thomas Rhett song, but that's it. I also realized I missed. Guess who somebody brought out yesterday before we got to the festival?
It wasn't Luke Combs brought out somebody.
It wasn't yesterday. A headliner.
No, it was. It caught me by surprise too, and I was pissed we didn't go early.
Casey Anthony.
The Beach Boys.
Wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Brian Wilson.
The Beach Boys. All of them.
I thought they're all dead.
They were rocking.
I know. I was pretty bummed we didn't get to see them.
But anyway, I think I like it better because. First of all, the setup is much better. I love the different sections. The VIP, the general admission,
they have cut-throughs.
So smart.
And you can walk around with your beer.
You can literally bring coolers, chairs, blankets, and there were picnic tables galore.
But Matt, the way they set it up seems more safe for everybody.
Yes.
You find people easier. You're able to get out of situations easier. It just made sense.
Where there are less people than Coachella.
There's less people. I feel like that would work for
it's
a big
different
crowd
though.
Too.
It's different because the main stage is way more packed than a Coachella main stage.
Right.
So there's more people there to see like the main people, right? Okay. So they turn it sideways and it's like huge. And then they have cut through pathways.
Oh, right.
That you can walk directly across. So you're not going all the way around or trying to squeeze through
people. ACL's kind of similar like that.
But yeah, it was.
I just think survival wise, it's much better. They have people walking around with waters that you can just pay. Like,
and beers.
Yeah. Lemonade stands everywhere in the middle of the field. Like you could like,
it's really
you'll
nice.
never be thirsty.
Yeah. Or go
bathrooms
hungry.
Bathrooms are easy. Food and drink is simple.
Now what's the crowd like? More older crowd?
It's an older crowd. Yeah. No, it's definitely a different crowd for sure.
I think that's why they let you bring chairs and blankets because it's all older people that need to sit for hours and it's just like this giant picnic and like there's the fact
thing is
that there's
no.
actually places to sit. Coachella, you're on the ground or you're standing.
I think you're allowed to bring that shit. People just don't bring it during Coachella. You know what I mean? Nobody ever is bringing a chair and blanket during Coachella because they know that you're not going to be able to survive with a chair.
I don't think you're allowed to bring anything. Even this is so bad, but even security at Stagecoach, they were just like, "Eh, you're good."
Yeah,
like, they didn't check anybody.
Zane thought he was sneaking a happy hour in. He was like.
No, I wasn't sneaking in. And I walked in. I knew that they were going to, like, in my head, it was like, oh, they're going
to
tell me
to
get rid of
it. Toss it.
So I was in the girl's face. So I was just like, hey, is this good to bring? As a joke, I knew I was going to throw it on. She was just like, yep. And I was like, are you sure? And she looks at it. Like, she reads tequila seltzer. She's like, No, yeah, you're good. They just like let you walk in with alcohol.
Crazy.
Wow.
So this lady in front of me had like a bag full of like the small like liquor bottles, and she's like moving through it. All right, you're good. Like they let you bring anything through that. Through
did y'all see like some true cowboy kind of people?
There's a lot.
Just some big old belt buckles.
Yeah, but it felt like just a giant backyard barbecue. Like the people were everybody was so kind. People were letting each other through. There was weird. I don't think. I don't think people are on drugs.
It's empty. The thing is that it's empty. It's much emptier.
It's more laid back.
You don't need to worry about like getting in people's way because there is so much room. Everyone's like sitting, so there is room to walk around. You never have to worry about like.
It's really, really
you
nice.
You see any like crazy Karen haircuts out there?
Surprisingly, no.
Super Saiyan Karens.
Guy Fieri?
Oh yeah,
he was there.
Yeah,
Guy Fieri was there. We didn't see him.
What's her name? Thomas Rhett? Did he bring out Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
Oh, Fibula got a picture with Ashton Kutcher.
I saw that. I didn't know it was Ashton Kutcher.
I thought it was a Zane member of Midland or something.
Zane was like, who is this from Midland? And I was like, that's not anybody. And he was like, oh, weird. I guess they're just like.
I didn't recognize who it was when I first saw it.
Oh, he looks different?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's just the angle of like his face. He's like.
Saw like a little piece of his face, so you couldn't even really tell like. Wow. It was Ashton.
But yeah, it was a really good time.
But yeah, we decide we're gonna go. So we like hop in Mariah's Jeep at like we leave at like 3:30. Like what time was it?
I think it was 2:30
in the morning. 2:30 in the morning on Thursday night. And we're like,
best
you know what?
Decision we made.
Yeah. So it gave us the whole day to like just like get what we need to get done and just like leave late at night. And we got there and like, I swear to God, we fell asleep and we woke up 10 minutes later and I was already in front of the gate to the house. It was awesome.
I only fell asleep twice.
While driving?
Yeah. Because you know, Airbnbs are so hard to find, especially during festival weekends.
Ooh, yeah.
We had our friend find us an Airbnb, but they were charging so much money. And it was like a last minute house. Yeah. And we knew that they needed to get rid of this house.
Did you cut a deal?
We offered half
the price.
And they were like, yep.
They did?
Yeah.
I would never.
For some reason, I get too scared to ask for a lower price. I don't know why.
I always
just do the price that they
ask.
It's
kind of like a guilty feeling.
Yeah. You feel bad because, you know, they're trying to make money. But then also they're upping it by like fucking six times because it's a festival weekend. But they weren't going to get rid of that house.
Do you think that owner was like, Deb? They're offering half. Do we take it? She's like, we should have listed it earlier. You overpriced it.
Yeah.
What we gave them though was.
It was still a good amount.
Yeah,
it was. You
paid their mortgage.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we get in, we get to the house. It was like the end of the cul-de-sac, and it was so funny. We were touring the entire house, and we found our bed. We all got our bedrooms. We're like, all right, cool. And we're like, oh, let's check out the rest of the property. We just kept finding extra bedrooms,
like apartments
outside of the house.
There
like
was an apartment with a bottom and a top floor that was all bedrooms and shit in it too. There was another room before the garage that was a giant master.
There
was
at least
crazy.
Eight extra beds that we'd found
outside. Shit. We had no idea. Yeah. We just thought it was like the house we were in, which was just like a normal size house. And then
found out there was a pickleball court on the side of it.
Pickleball court,
fastest growing sport in America right now.
Here we go.
Flavor of the month, baby.
It is fun.
I know you.
He was literally talking shit about it not 2.5 days ago.
Well, I wasn't a pickler at the time, but now I am.
Uh huh.
I got the bug.
Oh, my parents play it a lot.
I didn't know it was an elderly sport.
The older community plays it, I guess. Yeah,
because tennis, you're running too far. You know, you got tennis elbow.
Yeah, it
is. You know what I mean,
oh, it's like it's a like massive ping pong.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Pickleball.
Yeah, I feel like I would definitely be better at pickleball than tennis. Tennis is really hard. I tried doing tennis.
It's too much running.
So the first night, do we want to talk about the first night at the house?
Oh, our scare?
We go to the festival and we all go to bed. Now, there were two packs of Happy Dad's found beer, okay? Two boxes. Now, everyone in the house thought that somebody went and picked them up because Jordan had gone to the grocery store, so I thought he grabbed them from the grocery store. They were left by, there was a fountain out front.
This is the first morning when we all woke up.
Right.
And okay.
I remember thinking like, who the fuck bought this? Like, why is it? What?
Right. It was a little random, but he did go to the store. So I thought he bought them. He thought one of us bought them. Like everybody thought somebody bought these. So Jordan just brought them inside.
Yeah. And mind you, none of us drink Happy Dad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't drink Happy
Dad. We don't support the no.
We're happy.
So when I saw that, I was actually confused. I was like, there's no way Heath went to the store and bought Happy Dad.
Right. It wasn't like on brand. It was confusing. So Jordan puts them in the fridge. And We don't think anything of it. And then we end up getting, I had my friend Jesse with me, and she ends up getting more Happy Dads delivered.
Yeah.
Different occasion. It wasn't okay. The same people, whatever. So she gets them delivered. We have about six boxes of them.
We come back. Everybody goes to bed. It's pretty late. We fall asleep on the couch. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I went to go into the bed. Everybody like went back to their rooms.
And it was like late at night. So like, you know, the night was ended and it was like really late at night.
And then wake up the next morning, our buddy Reed stayed with us and he was like, who was that guy sleeping on the couch? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, oh, you didn't have like a friend stay over? And I was like, no, what are you talking about? He was like, yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night, like 5 o'clock in the morning, and some guy was passed out on the couch. And I was like, shut the fuck up. He's like, yeah, he had like a hat over his face. I thought it was just one of your friends that just came and crashed.
Immediately, I thought it was Jordan. I was like, oh, Jordan must have fucking walked out and just like was laying down on the couch.
And he had empty Happy Dad can.
In front of him. Passed out on the couch.
Strange.
Right. Yeah, really strange. And it's strange because we're in a gated community.
And he's not there in the morning when you guys are hearing this whole story.
Gone.
So it's gated. So you need a code to get into the cul-de-sac. So it's super private.
Okay.
So Reed didn't think anything of it because Todd and Natalie were also staying not too far away. He was like, oh, maybe somebody crashed here that I don't know, one of their friends, and he ended up leaving. So he tells us this, we're all investigating, and we go to the couch, it's clearly slept in, it's indented.
You could see like the imprint of his body.
Yeah.
It was weird.
And the empty can was on the table, and then we all start walking around and seeing if anybody's in the house.
Because it's already like, because this house, it wasn't like, it felt like a little haunt, like a little haunt, like a...
Keep in mind though, before we got there, the doors were unlocked. They were like, just walk in. It was very like open door, kind of come and go as you please. Like it was already kind of like an interesting vibe with it.
And their little set of rules, it kind of seemed like it was like a safe neighborhood. You can keep your, like...
It's gated.
Yeah, it's gated.
Because the same guy owns the cul-de-sac.
Exactly.
And in the beginning, before we got there, Zane was like, keep all the doors unlocked. The rules say keep it unlocked. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, why would we keep it unlocked?
I thought it said that too.
So this whole time, Zane's been telling us, like, keep the doors unlocked. Just come in and go out. Like, don't lock anything. The rules say keep it unlocked. And I'm like, that's so weird. I was like, Jordan, read the rules off real quick. So he's reading it.
But it's funny.
It was like,
me and Zane both were convinced. We were both like, yes,
up and down.
Because I read it. I swear to God, I read it.
I read that it said keep doors unlocked.
So like, because I saw that it said when you leave the doors unlocked, but I didn't know it said when you leave, like when you leave the premises.
It's talking about checkout.
But still, like you read that,
so
it's like
we left the doors unlocked, and apparently some guy came in. So we're looking around the house. Everything is still in place. There's nothing gone. The wallets were on the counter.
Yeah, where he slept, my pocketbook was right next to him with my
literally
wallet,
on the couch
money.
Next to him.
Yeah, okay. Nothing was touched.
Nothing taken. I had like a Leica on the counter that didn't get touched. I was like, oh shit, maybe he took pictures of us. Mm-hmm. So I went through
There's
the
like
camera.
There's pictures of y'all like sleeping.
I was kind of hoping for that. I was like, that would make this a lot more interesting.
Freaked out. But yeah, nothing was touched. It's so weird. And we're like, he had to have done something. So we're looking around. All of a sudden, we notice there's two boxes of the Happy Dads missing that were in the stack.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, something's... So he came in, he cracked one open, slept on our couch for a few hours, and then walked away with two cases of beer.
And also one of those extra rooms that we didn't realize. We checked all the bedrooms. We walked into one of the rooms, and there's two beds in it, and the one bed was dented in, clearly laid on. And in the bathroom, all the towels were messed up, like somebody washed
their hands. Yeah, because all the beds were like neatly like done before we got there.
And there was like flossers on the ground.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we did the math. We actually took a picture of the Happy Dads that got delivered. So we counted the boxes. We counted how many were missing. And we were like, if two boxes are missing, maybe this guy dropped off those other two boxes that we thought one of us bought, and he came back to get his boxes back.
But why the hell is he walking into the house?
Yeah, what are the odds?
I think he was staying in the cul-de-sac, got confused which house
I think
was
so
his friend's, and it was like, oh, this is where I left the Happy Dads. Therefore, I'm going to walk in. He goes and gets the Happy Dads. He has a drink, and then he realizes this isn't the wrong house. And he's like, well, those are my fucking Happy Dads.
But so then fell asleep for a few hours.
Yeah, and then went into the bedroom.
Because he was that fucked up. No, this... You're putting yourself in the drunk.
Wait, like, mind you, I've slept in a gray Kia before. Maybe he was like as drunk as I was that night.
This is something, but wouldn't you, if you did realize, oh my God, I'm in the wrong house, I need to get out of here.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you did have the Happy Dads. You're going to go take what you brought in.
Because
I bet he walked up and goes, this is where I left the Happy Dads. So it must be inside.
Right. That's what
all
I
right,
said.
Got the Happy Dads. And then I bet he may have gone in the bedrooms and saw y'all sleeping or like stuff like that and was like, I'm in the wrong.
Oh, and I know we were all dead asleep too.
Yeah, I slept on the couch. I must have just missed him because I slept on the couch and I got up at 5 a.m. to go into the bed. So I got up at 5, went into the bed, and I had to pass the couch that he laid in. So I didn't see anything. I went to bed, and then, so let me, on the way to the bedroom, to the right is the couch, to the left is the front door, okay? So I had to pass both. I didn't see anything suspicious. I went to the bedroom for 30 seconds. Oh shit, I'm thirsty. I want water. I came back out to get water, front door wide open.
It's kind of like my story from,
my
house.
Yes, that's what it reminds me
of.
It's
so fucking weird.
That's what's so freaky is it's that like that group kind of agreement where everyone, no one's questioning, oh, well, that must be somebody else's friend.
Yeah.
Therefore, nobody questions it.
And right. It's so fucked up to me that like if Reed never woke up and saw that, we all would have woken up and like nothing, you know.
Nobody would have known anything.
Isn't that crazy?
And like someone was just in our house for hours.
Isn't that crazy?
It's fucking crazy.
How big was the cul-de-sac? Could you like figure out what
like,
house?
It was like, 10 only like houses. Six houses. And there wasn't a lot of houses.
Two houses were occupied, I can guess, with a lot of people.
Yeah. So the first house, one of them. The first house had a big party with like 30 cars in it. And then they were having like parties or something, but I just found out today. So Reed called me and he goes, hey, so he ended up knowing somebody that was at that first house and was asking if anything weird happened to them. And apparently, one of the guys there, his truck got stolen the last night.
I didn't know this.
He was like,
out of the cul-de-sac?
Yes.
Or out of a gated community?
Yes.
Huh?
So he was like, I don't know if it's that guy that ended up going to their house too or something, but like, it's really weird. So he was talking to his friend that was there and got in contact with somebody, but apparently this cul-de-sac is known for having somebody every festival. It's the same person somehow gets in and goes through everybody's houses.
No!
Because he knows that group mentality where everybody's just like, oh, this is somebody, I don't know them, but somebody here obviously does.
It that works.
Way. That is a movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
no
man.
That is a really good movie.
What?
You just like festival hop or like.
Yeah. You just
festival
like,
hop. There's 20 people in a whole house all staying together. Nobody is going to question
it.
And then all you got to do, you got to talk to one person, become friends with them. And then they just think, oh, he brought them there. And then you start meeting other people. And then you're like, oh no. Yeah. He's with them.
It's kind of like the fucking creep that back when we lived in the first apartment. Remember that kid that got into our apartment?
Oh yeah.
Did we tell you about that?
No.
We were all out one night. Sorry, we'll get right back to this, but we went all out one night and then this random kid, he started becoming friends with our friends and then it got to the point where we thought that he was friends with our friends.
Yes.
And then he was able to get back to our apartment and sleep in our
slept
house.
Slept on our couch.
Because we thought that they were friends with our friends. We're like, oh yeah, just sleep at our house. And then we
woke up the next morning to him posting vines in our living room, filming the kitchen, hanging out like
at Zane and Heath's house. Like, and we're like, I remember I'm in my bed. I was in my bed and he was still out there and I saw these posts.
Fucking crazy.
And I call our friends. I'm like, does anybody know who this kid is? And they're like, no, we thought it was your friend. I was like, oh my God, get this kid out of my fucking house. It's crazy.
The weasel.
At
just
Zane and Heath's. Making
holy
breakfast.
Moly.
These people like to just plant fucking seeds. They bury in your friend group and then they're able to get away with shit.
Wow.
Crazy.
That happened in
college. So maybe that kid was friends with like, or became friends with people in that first house and was able to.
That's or it's just like genius manipulation. Just you could get away with so many things by convincing everyone else around that someone knows you.
Yeah. It's like wedding crashing.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so Reed's looking into it and he's trying to figure out who it is because somebody there knows his Instagram. So he's trying to get the like a picture to see if it was the guy that was sleeping on the couch.
And he had distinct shoes. Like Reed wanted to go inside that other house and he was like, I want to look at everybody's shoes. Because
it's like heads up, seven up. Yeah. Just like look at people's feet.
Pretty crazy that if it's the same guy, he steals a whole car but didn't steal your purse when he left the house. He was trying to be like smart.
He was looking for the car keys. I don't know.
He just fell asleep.
Your Jeep keys were right on the counter.
Yeah.
He could have stolen Mariah's car right out of the driveway.
But were there cameras? on the house?
No, no cameras, nothing. Shit.
Okay, sounds like an inside job.
But almost it's like you get worried, like you don't want to flag to the homeowner that something bad happened.
We immediately did. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I almost wanted, in my head, this had to happen all the time with like the landlords.
Well, come to find out now that this guy does it every time. So weird.
Spooky.
There's just something really uncomfortable, like knowing that somebody was in your personal space.
Yeah.
Like while you weren't awake is really.
That's why they give it for half off, because it's a fucking criminal's corner. It's
fucking, take it for half off. We're going to rob you for 10 grand.
Oh, fucking man. Unbelievable.
No update on the car. I mean, I guess you didn't know the people.
No, we didn't know any of them.
Was there a gate attendant?
No. No gate attendant. Nothing.
Yeah, we just had the code to get in and
oh, damn. See?
But there are doors on the sides. I wonder if it's just easy to climb over that shit. I don't know.
The thing is, it's a massive property with all the houses on it. So if you, and behind it is all desert. So if you jump one fence from a house that's not being stayed in, you're in the community.
Also, I don't think anybody lives in any of those houses. I think those are all empty houses.
It's all rentals.
Yeah, all rentals.
Yeah.
Because the only people I felt like that were using the house was our house and the first house down the street. The house next to us was being fucking built from the ground up. So I think that's just a good corner to hit because no one's really there. Yeah. And festival time, everyone's out in the desert.
Get a job.
Scary though.
Get a life.
Yeah. Get a grip.
Get a grip.
But we got broken into again.
Again. Another title.
I'm sick of
crazy.
It.
Crazy. And we had to deal with all the dust throughout the festival.
Was there more dust than Coachella?
So much.
Well, because I bet all the ground, or the grass is like,
tore up.
It's tore up. It's so it's just now. Caked with just dirt and like dead grass.
We were blowing black booger. I felt like I had like a lung infection.
By the second day, we couldn't fucking breathe.
I was short of breath. I couldn't take any deep breaths. Ooh. It was a lot. Like I was like half dust.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
And them $200 pizzas were filled with dust too. So like everything. $200 pizzas.
Matt, what are you talking about?
I'm gonna go get everybody some pizzas. I was like, everybody's probably hungry, so let me go pick up some pizzas.
During the festival festival grounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I walk in, I wait in line, I get some pizza, and I walk up to the front, and I'm like, I was like, I'll do three pies, two pepperoni and a cheese. And she's like, just to let you know, we don't sell it as a pie. They're $10 a slice. And I was like, $10.
You start doing the math. You're like,
they're not even big. You know, like those giant slices. They're not even big slices.
It's pizza party slices.
It's like, fucking, yeah.
I was like, you know what? Two pies. Two pies is all I could do. But yeah, $10 a slice.
Eight slices. I come back and be like, enjoy the slices. Everybody eat.
And then the bike rides are like $100 for to get a group of people.
Yeah, this shit is so expensive.
It's crazy how expensive it is after you spend hundreds of dollars to get into the festival.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty insane.
Granted, we didn't have to take the electric trike ride to get in.
Yeah, I know. We didn't have to take that.
But walking a mile is brutal.
Save some time.
I would probably suffocate and pass out from the dust if we didn't take those
bites. Just to even get into it. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're leaving, you're like, I'm done. You make it out that exit, and then you have a mile and a half walk to get back to the car.
So everyone's like, if y'all complain so much, you shouldn't have gone back to the desert.
Yeah, right?
We went right back 2 weekends later.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
But that trike ride was worth it.
Did you have something that happened in like an Uber with trivia or something?
No, this guy had like a trivia game on his screen, and I thought I won like $2.3 million on the trivia jackpot because I played it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna play
this. But he was doing the questions out loud, and it was the most basic.
It's like, one of these is not an apple?
It wasn't the trivia questions that were the lottery. It was like an actual lottery one where you press it and then the coin goes through all these things.
Okay.
And it's really hard to get into that middle one, right? And I got into the middle one after my second try, and it went 2.3 million. Imagine I won
in
the back of an Uber on the way to Stagecoach. I'd be like, yo, we're getting the fuck out of here, let's go back home.
I don't even think the driver knew that was back there, because you're like, is this real? And he was like, huh?
Zane's like, I'd like my money now.
You're in the cash cab.
Yeah, right.
So you didn't end up winning.
I did not end up winning. I didn't at all. All I won
all I had to do was send them a $3,000 gift card to Target.
Right. Yeah. What? That's all they hook you.
I went to the porta potties during the festival, and I heard the funniest conversation. It was two girls in the porta potty next to me, and so I'm just pissing in there, and I hear two girls go in, and I'm just like, I'm gonna stay here a little longer. I just want to hear the car, because they're both just like
drunk, just
trash. And this is all I hear, right? oh my God, I want to, he's just such a dick. And she's just like, oh, just literally just suck him off. It's fine. Shut just suck up. Him off. I know he's a dick, but whatever. And then they're leaving. I was like, I gotta see.
See?
I gotta see who these girls are. I walk out and just these two girls just like, just walking out. And I was,
oh my God.
It was, it almost like they were doing that because they knew I was listening. It was just such a crazy conversation to hear at a porta potty. Yo, there is shit particles flying all
just
around.
Just suck
them
off.
How are you even thinking about dick when the smells like complete fucking shit? We're like, it's the worst. It's the, how That's do you even crazy. Fit two people in the porta potty? How are you? Yeah. How are
it's tight for one.
It's so tight for one. Have you ever looked, by the way, in a porta potty?
Like, I've peeked.
Yeah, I've never done that before. Our friend told us to do it one the first day, and I was just like,
you put a flashlight on it?
I did.
Wait, no. I got a question for females in the bathrooms. You know how often, like, usually, like, in, like, a normal, like, men's restroom, like, there's always, like, one fucking toilet where, like, someone just did not fucking flush at all. In, like, female bathrooms, are, like, girls taking shits and then, like, just not
leaving
flushing it?
Not really. See? I mean, you see it sometimes. Also, I hate the toilets when you flush it, the water squirts up, so you don't know if it's piss on the seat or water. Oh, and you're I don't want
to
use
that. I do. I always do try to, like, clean that. I think it depends on how dirty it is.
If it's already clean, you don't want to be the person that makes it dirty.
Exactly, yeah. So
you're
I'll clean after myself, but only if it's clean, like, pretty clean already. If it's trash, I'm not sitting there and cleaning that shit. No. Like, there's no way. You're going to catch a fucking
Cinderella.
Disease. Because that's how it happens. If somebody doesn't clean it, and the next person's just like, well, I'm not going to clean it either.
Yeah.
You have to be the person to clean it just so, like, it stays clean.
I walked out of a porta potty the last day because of how disgusting it was. Normally, I'm like, okay, it's a porta potty. I can deal with it. But I opened the door, went like this, and I was like,
it's just
shut
that
it.
Wave.
It was all over. You know how there's, like, the hump ridge and then the toilet is, like, in the middle of it?
Ugh.
There was toilet paper and shit, like, actually just shit.
Stagecoach shit.
On top.
How does it get
around
up there?
It.
I'm getting nauseous. Did the porta potty, like, tip or something? Like, how does
no,
shit get up
No, it's like,
there?
It just fills up in the thing, and then people are just like, fuck it. Wipe,
ew,
and then throw it in the corner.
Ew.
And then it just, like.
Oh, God.
I wanted to throw up.
Oh, guess what I used?
You used the side urinal?
Yeah, I did it.
It's a whole new world.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, damn, this is fucking awesome. And I don't have to, like, just the fact that, like, my penis and my urine is connecting to whatever's in there is making me feel already, like, anxious. So, like, the fact that I could just piss in that little thing makes me feel really good.
You guys don't do the lean against?
Oh.
I'm not touching anything.
No. What the fuck?
Everybody does the lean.
You do the lean against?
No, I think that's the weirdest thing. When I walk into a bathroom
you
and guys
get skid marks on your
guys,
fucking elbows.
If you have to lean like that onto a urinal and put your face on the front of it, that is weird.
You know what I did? It was the worst thing ever. I grabbed the ketchup bottle. Everybody was grabbing the whole festival, and I put it on my food, and I just went, oh, ketchup. There was a little ketchup on the outside, and I wasn't even thinking. I went,
you don't think something.
I about fucking died. It was already just like, it was already there. It was already in my fucking mouth.
I don't touch sauces at even restaurants.
I normally am really good with that. I just was not thinking at that moment.
It's instinct almost. Yeah.
And I love ketchup.
I know.
Especially at, like, a Buffalo Wild Wings, people are just eating hot in their... Let me put some more salt on that. And then they set it back down. Their hands are all just,
oh, God.
Pass me the ketchup, sweetheart. Oh, my God. Disgusting.
I didn't even think about that. Just like
Me and my family, we always rip the paper towel and then wrap it around the sauce.
That's smart. Good for you.
That's a good move.
All right, moving on.
Did y'all do a little two-stepping? So, like,
We wanted to go to the honky tonk, but we couldn't find it.
I saw one of the floors was like a wood floor.
Yeah. Dance floor,
like,
yeah.
It looked sick, but we didn't see it. We didn't do much exploring. We kind of just, like, hung out in the main stage area.
Yeah.
I blew my neck out like 5 days ago, so I was really resting that. But as soon as alcohol's in my system, it's crazy. And like, I know that my body is still hurting. It's still injured. And, like, you just think that, like, oh, I'm feeling better. That means it's healed up. No, it's not healed up. Your alcohol is just suppressing that pain.
Yeah.
But you're actually just making it worse and just giving it no rest.
Day two was really sick, though, seeing Carrie Underwood. She was phenomenal.
She's a great performer.
She looks amazing.
Sexy.
Her legs. And she's had, like, how many kids? She, like, just had a kid, too?
She's known for her legs.
How old is she?
I don't know.
39. No, 38.
Wait, she's still in her 30s?
I still can't believe she got big from American Idol. Like, that's how she started.
And she didn't even win. Did she win American Idol? I don't think she won.
I think she got second.
That's wild.
I cannot believe that.
39 years old.
She's
wow.
in her 30s. What?
And she just turned 39.
Wow.
What's her husband look like?
He's a hockey player.
What?
Badass dude.
He still plays?
Whoa, that's a hot couple.
Yeah, man. Oh my God.
They have a house in Hawks Landing.
Oh, they do? In Florida?
Wow.
We should visit them.
That's a good looking couple.
They're right down the street.
We were jamming out to her in the car on the way there, and we were like going through all the songs, and we played the... Before He Cheats song. The
Louisville Slugger to both headlines.
And right before the line, I carved my name into his
leather seats.
Yeah, I look at Heath, full 100% confidence. I went, oh my God, my favorite line, carve my name into his legacy. God, I just love I love the play on words that she did with like legacy and like the car is his legacy. And he's like, Zane, it's a leather seat.
He thought it was legacy.
And he was carve my name into his legacy. And I was like, that doesn't even make sense.
It did kind of make sense to me though, because
it's a stretch,
like,
but
it's a stretch. Is there a legacy? Is there a car that's called like a Ford Legacy?
Oh, see, well,
I don't know. Isn't there a car
Hyundai
called
legacy?
Oh, is it the Hyundai?
Hyundai?
No, I made that up.
I think it might be a Hyundai
is
Legacy.
This isn't even that interesting. But me talking about this damn car. Is it Subaru?
Subaru Legacy.
That's funny. Guy was driving a Subaru the whole time.
Come on,
into his legacy.
My
God.
My favorite line of the song.
The conviction
line.
He had.
I can't. That's the most Zane thing. Funny. Zane does have, like, Zane-ified lyrics, though.
But it's
poetic.
It's just so close to the actual words, you know what I mean? So, as long as it's, like, close.
Also... Yeah. We are never leaving a performance early. That's it. I'm not doing it again.
It happened
with Shania Twain at Coachella. Carrie Underwood brought out Axl Rose.
Oh, wow. I saw that.
Iconic.
Yeah.
I was
so cool.
But has he been doing well? Can he still sing?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Oh.
You know,
I saw a video of it. It looked pretty fun.
I don't know why performers like that, like if I miss it, I'm just like, whatever. You know who I want to see on stage as a surprise guest? Arya Stark. With her sword and her fucking full thing. I would be like, oh my God. Bring out something that we're not expecting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see a surprise.
Yeah.
A surprise performer.
What?
This is terrible. Walking back to the car at the last night, we were just like pretending like these artists were bringing out these insane people. Like, you all know and love her. Madeline McCann.
Come on out.
They found her. Like, everyone's like,
what?
What?
Or I was just saying, imagine, like, this would cost so much to do, but just imagine one time Coachella was just like, let's do this. For a whole 5 minutes, they're just like, while Doja Cat's performing, we're going to bring out 10 different artists on stage, all in the span of 5 minutes and 30 seconds. All right, Beyonce, come on out. Beyonce's just like cameras on her. And there's like,
ladies and gentlemen, Jackson 5.
Come on, but just imagine all these artists come out like in a small interval and everyone's just like having a meltdown. Gosh. Just
3-6 Mafia. What?
Please give a warm welcome, Helen Keller.
Come on, Vladimir Putin. Come on out, baby.
Cheetah Girls.
Zay was getting going. He was like, Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right. I mean, bring her out too. Let's go.
Just the most random guest.
My good friend and close colleague, a warm welcome, Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
Jane Goodall.
Scotty Sager. Come on now, Scotty Sager.
Could you?
Oh my God.
It would be mayhem.
Imagine like every missing child.
That's so I think that would be insane.
We are the world. We are the children.
30 now. That would be unreal.
Reunited.
You want to talk about something going viral?
Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Talk about Jordan taking one shot.
Oh my
God. What happened? My God.
I've never seen this before in my life.
This is day one, okay? And
we just woke up. We're ready to go to festival.
So we're all getting ready, you know, having a couple of drinks, whatever. I was like, Jordan, you want to take a shot with us before we leave? And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. So I poured him a tequila shot. And he takes the shot, and then everybody just separates real quick. We're doing our last minute things to get ready. And I see him like 5 minutes later, and his face, it looks like a red balloon. It's swollen. His eyes are like this, and he is
wasted.
I'm like, yo, what happened? Are you okay?
He goes, I'm drunk.
I'm fucked up. And I was like, how much did you drink when we were getting ready?
Just one shot.
He was like, that's it. Just the one shot.
And then we were like, what happened?
Sorry,
and he goes,
Asian glow?
It wasn't Asian.
It wasn't Asian glow.
This was not a glow. This was.
We asked him, we're like, Jordan, what happened? He goes, I'm allergic to alcohol. I was what?
This was Asian inflation. Well, he was blown
up. You know what Asian glow is, though?
Yeah.
There's a significant amount of like Asian people. They don't have the enzyme to like process alcohol. So they have that like reaction.
Yeah, I've never seen it work that fast before because
it's just funny that he was drunk.
Our friend Remy was fucking drinking a lot and she was fine.
She doesn't have it.
I just felt so bad.
Oh, I don't do shots.
And then he was passing out all day everywhere.
It was his first time at Stagecoach and half the pictures of him are sleeping on the
grass.
Yeah,
he's literally just sleeping on the floor.
It was so funny.
It was really funny.
For a second, I was about to call the authorities on him. I just I forgot that was our
strange
friend.
Man in our group.
Oh, gosh. Man.
That was so funny.
So yeah, he's allergic to alcohol, so we cannot feed him that anymore, which is a problem.
And then I found him sleeping on a pizza box in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And the pizza was still in there. $100 pizza.
Jordan is one with the earth, though.
Squished $40.
I think that'll be my last Stagecoach.
No.
Yeah.
I wish I'd gone. My parents were in town for the weekend, and I didn't realize it was Stagecoach weekend when we told them to come out. So yeah. Felt so
it
bad with Patricia.
They would have loved it.
I do wish it was two. I wish Coachella and Stagecoach were 2 days.
Yeah.
Three is a lot. 3 days, I can't do three days.
It should be Friday, Saturday, bummed on you.
Yeah, or Saturday, Sunday, leave.
And
yeah.
Stagecoach is still exhausting. Like, it is very on par with Coachella.
Yeah, I was so tired. I was more tired than Coachella.
It was a lot.
After the first day, Heath goes, I love country music more than anything. I love being here. I don't want to go back. After the first day, it's that exhausting.
And I think it's just like the dirt in your face, holes.
We felt sick.
You're malnourished. We ended up at this cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. Matt.
A cafe outside the festival.
Might as well call it Fly's Cafe.
We were hysterical the entire breakfast.
We each had about 10 flies on us.
This place,
knew it was bad, too, because each table had those little fans that prevent flies.
Oh. Like those spinner things in the middle of the table.
You couldn't go 5 seconds without a fly hitting you
cattle.
I was like,
everywhere.
Call a priest. It looked like Amityville Horror.
Yeah. The horror.
God bless you.
And he just finished pickleball, so he was a little sweaty, so he was obviously attracting the most flies. And we look at Heath for 1 second. We just started to look at Heath. He had 7 flies.
He looked like the Wicker Man.
The power of Christ compels you.
I was so angry.
Yeah, it was...
That was bad.
I've never had that many flies around me.
The food was amazing.
Food was banging.
Food was amazing.
Sorry about the flies.
Every time we brought up the flies, they would ignore us. Yeah. Like, the employees were like, they didn't want to hear it.
We all had a fly.
Every time a table got up, We grabbed the fans. We had 8 fans on our table at the same
time. We were
time.
Eating like this, trying to get stuff underneath the spinners.
We it must have smelled like shit because the flies all were at our table, nowhere else. They were friendly. They were our best friends.
But I don't think any other table was freaking out as much as us. I don't know if we were in a bad corner or something.
I don't
but
know.
It was unbearable.
It was scary.
And I'm not going to lie. The service was kind of slow. And I was like, give me the goddamn check. I need to get up because
if
one more fly lands on me, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Well, I was definitely eating fly shit the entire time because they kept landing on my food.
And then it got to the point where you're just like, you can't do this anymore because you're tired. So like your eggs got flies all in it. And you're just like, fuck it. Scoot over.
Yeah.
Like, I just.
Do you remember that book? There was the old lady who swallowed a fly.
Yes.
And then she like eats.
What?
The old lady who swallowed a fly.
Oh, it's a children's book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly, right? No.
Well, there was an old lady who lived in a shoe. She had some children. She didn't know what to do. But I think there wasn't a lady. The lady who swallowed a fly.
Oh, I thought
he
was going
to
keep going.
We finished there and we ended up at the...
Cyndi Lauper wrote it.
Narrated by Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah. You see
oh, Cyndi Lauper's narrating the audiobook. It's like 4 minutes. So easy money. It. Easy money. Imagine getting paid like a shit ton for a 4-minute children book.
Why don't you do that?
What?
You should do audio narrating
children's books.
Yeah.
Any book.
Any book.
So oh.
Do you remember when David read an entire book?
What was that? Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Oh, yes, Frankenstein.
I don't think that ever came out.
No, it did.
It did?
I'm pretty sure it did.
It's David Dobrik reading Frankenstein, and it's an audiobook.
Wait, that's kind of funny.
Wait, you can buy that shit right now?
We gotta listen to it.
Yeah, we have to buy it.
Wait, Frankenstein by David Dobrik?
So is it all David reading this? It is!
Wait, play something.
Just play like letter two.
Spotify Classics presents Frankenstein by Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. Performed for you by me, David Dobrik. Letter one to Mrs. Saville, England, St. Petersburg, December 11th. You are rejoiced to hear that no disaster has accompanied the commencement of an enterprise which you have regarded with such.
Is this supposed to be like a spooky story?
I arrived here yesterday.
Is this supposed to be like a spooky story?
My dear sister,
it's
my
the book.
An increasing confidence in the success of my undertaking.
That had to have been like hours of him reading the entire book.
I'm surprised he did that.
I'm sure he did that right in his living room from his mic.
I don't care where he did it, but that's a long time.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, that has to be like, a couple hours.
No, that's a lot of time. Look.
I know, but each one's like, 43 minutes.
Yeah, 43 minutes, 13, 17, 18, 17. Dude, this is like fucking.
You know what? Whoever this company is, hit me up. I'll read you something better than David Dobrik can.
Yeah, Matt.
That's crazy.
Let him know.
Give me Jane Eyre. I'd love to read Jane Eyre to you guys.
I want
to
read Cat in the Hat. That'd be fun.
Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss probably.
I'll kill that shit, you know. I still misread the words.
Yeah, you're like, the cat in the hat. Hold on.
Wait, no. Yeah.
Sorry.
Have you ever seen? Wait, how do you know how Cat in the Hat goes? I just like the movie with Mike Myers.
I've never read it.
Oh, you guys are going to the Top Gun premiere?
I'm not saying this.
I am.
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, cool. I just want to see how short he is next to me.
He's little,
very.
Do you
little.
Think he even shows up? I don't even know if Tom Cruise.
I feel like he'd show up to that.
That's pretty huge.
That's a big movie for him.
Yeah, coming full circle because he was in the first.
Yeah,
one.
He was in the first one. Is or it just might be. It might be his doppelganger. His fake.
Tom Cruise deepfake.
Deepfake. Yeah.
It'd be cool to see Val Kilmer. You know, Val Kilmer like can't speak.
That's so sad.
I'm curious to see what his role is going to be in the new one. Well, isn't he in the new one?
Did you watch his show?
The documentary about him. Yeah, it's
documentary about who?
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer, but he can't speak. Now, I don't know. He had like lung, throat, esophageal cancer. So he has a like tracheotomy, correct?
Oh.
Who's all in this movie? Oh, we got
it's a really good cast.
Shit, we got Miles Teller. Damn, Miles Teller. He can fucking act.
We got Jen Kahn.
Glenn Powell. He went to UT.
We got Mon Barb.
Fucking to the danger zone.
Who was the girl in the first one?
Oh, the love interest? Was it Jennifer Connelly? I mean, they're bringing her back in this. I don't
Jennifer Connelly is Labyrinth, right?
Yes.
So crazy.
Oh, Labyrinth?
The old David Bowie movie?
Never seen that one.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
Babe with the power.
What power?
Power of voodoo.
Voodoo.
I saw my baby. crying hard as babe could cry.
That's a great
what
David.
What could I do?
That's a Whoa, great David.
Tomato, tomato.
Whatever.
We can talk about how Matt's in a knitting club now.
I am. I'm in a knitting club. It's really fun. We do it every Wednesday.
I respect it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I grew up crocheting.
Oh, you can? You should pick it back up.
I should.
It's like the most like productive way to spend your time when you're not doing anything.
I think I would be too annoyed at myself. Like I'd be doing it, I'd just be like, fuck it. And I wouldn't want
to. Once you get
it.
The rhythm, you can watch TV and not even look.
Yeah. Your first time trying to knit, you will like fuck up like the first few times, you have to start over and then you get the hang of it and it just goes.
I just want to make a Christmas sweater.
Is it kind of like making those, you remember those plastic lanyards?
Yes.
I was addicted to those when I was a kid.
Oh, I could do that fold.
And then I could never do the spirals. Like
you would have to like, I would have to hold it between my legs.
You cross it
Look up the craziest boondoggle. Let's see. I don't know.
Were called boondoggles?
Aren't they called boondoggles?
I don't know what I called them.
Well, do you remember in Napoleon Dynamite, she shows up at the front door and she goes, do you want to buy some boondoggles and keychains? I'm trying to. And she's like, boondoggles.
Wow. Oh man, I missed
Look at that. That's insane. How do you do that?
I think there
was a point where they banned them in schools. It was like,
oh yeah.
Silly bands.
Because they were taking too much like time away from class.
Oh, we got it.
So sick.
Did you ever do like the lizards made out of beads?
Yes.
Yeah, you would like.
Oh, yeah.
Like a beaded lizard.
You would stick a keychain on the end of it so you could put it on your keys.
Ugliest little things.
Oh, wait. Like
no, lizard keychain.
Right there. Craft. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's pretty easy to do. You just start with one bead. You lace the things in and you just keep it.
I couldn't do that. You pay me $1 million, I wouldn't be able to get
that. Let's do a craft video for the
that's cool.
The Patreon.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're in a knitting club now and you've been going... Yes. Pretty strong for 2 weeks now.
Yes. Sally Dar, Brooke Averick, Patricia, Megan Guder.
Sarah you guys McKinney. Get together and just knit around
just,
each other?
Yeah, we just knit, gossip, put on something on TV, just catch up. It's a community, really, a support group, if you will. I'm the only guy in it right now.
I was just
now.
About to ask, you're the only guy in the group?
All the guys in like our friend group, they go and get drinks, and then I just chill and have wine with them.
Why as hell?
Yeah,
you love doing that shit.
Y'all should get into it. I was actually debating like just knitting during this entire podcast.
Honestly, I don't even really have a hobby, so maybe I'll just start knitting.
You might like it.
I might will.
I really want to get into like being a cobbler. I want to make shoes.
Oh.
It sounds so fun.
You gotta get like a whole setup for that.
It is pricey to get all the machinery.
And the leather.
But it just seems so fun. Like being able to make a shoe, I think is the coolest thing in the world. Or just any leather working, making like leather bags.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine... Where to start?
Look at that shit.
How do you even start?
Imagine me in the garage just brrr.
Being a good old cobbler. That is a perfect name for that.
Yo, come on now.
That's me.
That'd be another flavor of the month. You be in the garage, you would be so dedicated for one weekend and then.
Yeah.
You know what would
be one shoe done? One shoe.
And then you wouldn't
even get to the second shoe.
Yeah, look what I made.
How cool would that feel though if you're out and somebody's like, oh my God, nice pair of shoes. What are those? And you're like, they're mine.
Them. Cobbled them myself.
One of a kind.
But what if you don't get any compliments on them?
People are like, nice shoe.
He has blisters. Like, guys, do it fine.
You forget to do the important padding in there. So you're just wearing.
There's no sole. Yeah. It just seems so cool.
Or you should get into like blacksmithing.
Yeah.
Those type of people really do have magic hands. Like you're just able to make shit like that with your bare hands.
Can you make a sword?
Yeah.
Could you make me a bow and arrow?
Yeah.
Just imagine like sitting there and like beating a piece of metal and then turning it into a sword.
Who's that guy that's in that movie Holes where he's like,
oh, I can fix that.
Oh, I can fix
Sam.
That. Sam.
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 But then the dad though in Holes is trying to get stink out of shoes. So the whole apartment smells like stinky feet.
Oh,
and then at the end they use sploosh, the onions and the peaches and they make sploosh. I can fix that.
Oh my God, the person from Holes that said that is the guy from Psych?
Yeah.
Oh man. And
you didn't know that?
That just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And Kissing Kate Barlow is Patricia Arquette.
Who?
Patricia Arquette, Kissing Kate Barlow and Holes.
Who's Patricia Arquette?
My Big second actress. Favorite, Patricia.
What movies has she been in, actually? Familiar.
She was in the movie about Gypsy Rose Lee.
Right?
We got to do another segment where I guess celebrities because it just sounds
I feel like half the time you want to cut it because you're just so embarrassed.
It's so embarrassed.
The Met Gala is happening. Yeah. The Met Gala is happening right now.
Don't even get me started. I can't even watch that
I've only
shit
seen
anymore.
One outfit so far.
What's the theme this year? Is it like the Gilded Age?
Nobody's ever doing the theme.
Because
people are walking on the carpet and they're wearing a fucking wedding dress and they're not going by. And like, I'm not into fashion at all, right? But like, if you're going to something, and there's a theme
they're
or like
there,
it's a challenge.
Themes.
The whole world is watching you.
Yeah.
Let's see how Emma Roberts can fit into the gilded American glamour, whatever it is.
It's
gilded.
All on the stylist, though.
But isn't it? Yeah. And it's for charity and it's whoever like that. Like, I don't even think they really have a say in a choice.
They just get put in whatever.
Even if they don't like it, I feel like if they don't like it, they'd be like, I don't want to wear this. I don't like this.
That's the Met Gala that happened earlier this year, but because of COVID, there's now like two Met Galas. So do the guild, type in Met Gala Gilded Glamour.
Did you see Shawn Mendes?
He looked like a prince.
He looked is out of Les Miserables.
That outfit looks sick though.
One day more.
It looked so good.
His made sense, right? Did his fit the theme?
Yes, I would say so. But borderline costume. Like it didn't.
Yes, I agree.
They all look like a costume.
This hurts my eyes.
So what about this is the theme? I'm trying to figure it out. I appreciate that he went all out for it. It looks fucking crazy, but it's not.
Those are the needles used to make the other costumes.
To sew
everybody's costume together.
He looks like a walking Game of Thrones chair.
Imagine trying to get into a porta potty wearing that.
Oh, no. Yeah, none of these people go to the bathroom.
That's a sick outfit, but I don't understand how
the corset's very like Gilded Age.
That's a really big North Face puffer jacket.
Yeah. How many? How did they score like
the down?
The down, like the fill. Yeah, it's like a fill. Like 90 fill, 110 fill. Oh, gorgeous. Great silhouettes.
I don't know. It just frustrates me. I don't know. Every year, I'm just like, all right, let's see it. And nobody does it. Nobody does what they're supposed to do.
I know. Nobody really nailed camp.
Well, I think camp was supposed to, camp is anything. Really, right? Because camp is like loud and obnoxious. Or isn't that like camp just very like...
Yeah, it's loud and obnoxious, but not taken seriously. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Like when something is campy. That was camp. Wait, no, that wasn't even camp. That was the Americana one.
That was stage that, coach. No,
that was main stage. What are you talking about? Hey, that was the saloon. The saloon section.
That would be crazy, Zane, if you got... I just always picture Zayn in these situations.
I'll fucking kill it.
What's wild is like, that's the steps outside the Museum of Modern Art, right?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Where is that?
In New York.
Every year this is in New York. This is.
Huh. Anybody else have any secret hobbies? I just want to know if Zayn has any secret hobbies. Like you're knitting.
I don't have any secret hobbies.
Like do you enjoy anything that we don't know about?
Talking shit.
Yeah, talking shit. Get hit.
Drama.
Yeah.
I feel like on your downtime you literally just play Candy Crush.
No, I don't play.
I finally downloaded Candy Crush and I've been trying to play it.
Oh yeah.
But I don't. Do you have the hints already on it?
No, I mean, I had like, last time I played, it was like maybe a month ago. I don't like play every
single
day.
So you have to be, ever since he saw how much he spent, he's like, I need to put this away.
Yeah, I put it away, for a little.
I think you should take up calligraphy.
I'm really good at handwriting.
That's why I said it. You think I just pulled that out of my ass?
I'm surprised you remember that.
Wait, are you really good at handwriting or do you just have good handwriting?
I have good handwriting.
He has good handwriting. But if he has to write something
I can forge
on
any
a
signature.
Sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're good at like bubble letters. Like you're really, you're
I can
good
write,
at like,
I can write like a teenage girl.
I can see you getting one of those really nice pens that like flare open when you put pressure and doing
that.
Like these really pretty.
I feel like it would I've like always be meditation for you.
I've always wanted to do like the birthday cakes.
Yeah.
You know, like writing on the birthday cake.
Should.
Oh yeah. That's what I'd be
oh
doing.
Oh my gosh, Hadaya would bake them and you would decorate them. That would
Zane,
be great.
You should do a cake decorating class.
Oh my gosh, Zane, that would be so.
Yes.
I feel like I'd be really good.
You would be so
at
good
that.
At it, yeah.
You would be eating it halfway through.
Oh yeah, I would not do a cake.
Just getting that back down.
Oh, I'm spilling it out in my mouth.
Is that buttercream?
Zane, you would actually be good at it. I know it.
Oh my, have you seen the one where like the picnic basket one?
Yes, gorgeous. Woo! Feels good.
Yeah, Zane doing those food shows where it looks real.
Yeah.
Is it cake?
Not that. Where they're like blown sugar and there's like these crazy sculptures.
Like chocolate sculpture. Like it looks like real, but it's like fake, but it's made out of chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be insane though for one episode? I just had like cake cup. And I go, hey guys, is it cake?
Or
and
the mic,
you
guys the
are mic. Like, and I just cut it. Y'all are like,
halfway through the episode.
The top of this desk, like we're purposely not touching it. Yeah. We're just gonna... No, we just.
Is it cake? What a silly show. I don't get.
Did you see Courtney on it?
Yes, Courtney was on it.
I was watching it, and average fashion blogger showed up. I was like,
watching
that,
what?
That felt like Stagecoach. Come on out, my good friend.
Is it cake show?
Oh, the cake show?
Is it cake? Where they look at this stuff and they go, is it cake?
Come on.
I feel like the show's creators would hate me because I'd be like, cake. Cake. There's no way you could fool me
on
that
what,
shit.
What pisses me off is I was watching it and then they go to like say what it is and I was expecting them to walk up and look at this stuff. They're looking at it from like fucking 50 feet away. No shit they don't know which one is cake or not.
But the thing is, of course, when you're close up, you're going to be able to see it. It is pretty impressive.
But that's the challenge.
It's pretty impressive that you can't tell from far away.
The asparagus did look good.
Oh, whoa. That.
That's cake.
That's crazy. Damn. Wait, those are real onion leaves. Okay, no. That's cheating.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
They use like sugar and fondant.
Lies.
Lies.
That's is that cake. Poop?
That's bread.
Oh, that's focaccia bread.
I want to see someone make a toilet. A toilet out of cake.
That would be easy.
You would have liked the cash register out of cake.
A cash register?
It looked amazing.
Someone did a cash register. Yeah. Pull up a cash register.
Do cash register?
Is it cake? Wait, they got dollar bills?
Yes. No way. That's that whole thing's cake.
It's uh-huh. cake, yeah.
The money
they,
is cake.
They yeah, cut right through the money. Yeah.
Well, the money is made out of some sort of food.
It's like the it's edible sugar paper.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Everything's edible.
It's like shiny though. Like,
it's really cool. They spray it.
It looks good.
Wow.
What a crazy time we live in. Is it cake?
Do you think one of the producers saw the trend on TikTok and was like, we got to make a show out of this?
It's big in Japan. Japan has been doing like the furniture, or is it candy?
Really?
Yeah. Like Japan has these like.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying the American show, the 100% it was from TikTok. They saw this on TikTok and they made it a show.
The Masked Singer is from Japanese TV. We're rehashing out like.
No, I'm saying for them to make the show about that.
Seeing how viral it went on TikTok.
How viral it went on TikTok. I'm not saying that TikTok started it. I'm just saying where.
Shut up. That entire couch is a cake.
It's a couch.
That's not a couch.
That's a couch.
Well, people better start eating that up fast because that's not.
I love cake.
I feel like that's the easiest dessert to turn down.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Ice cream is the hardest.
Tiramisu is the easiest thing to turn down.
I can say no to flan or, tiramisu.
If it's
a good flan, I'll take I'll take a piece.
Flan sucks.
Good flan is really good. Flan is terrible. That entire Grinch is out of cake.
Where do you you're throwing half that out.
Where do you start?
What kid is getting this for a birthday party?
I would eat a finger and be full.
A lot of people are pissed. Like, I remember seeing so many people pissed at David for like getting those cakes for his stories. What about the fucking Grinch cake? Right. No one's eating that shit. Or the wedding cake for that. Who's actually eating the wedding cake? Nobody.
Well, a lot of people do trapdoor cakes. You heard about this?
Wait, no. What?
You haven't heard about this? So most weddings, every time I go to a wedding, which are a lot, I always like looking out for the trapdoor cake. And
he's been waiting his whole life to say this.
A way to save money, and it's become this like big trend for your cakes, is that they have this, that most of the wedding cakes are fake that they have at the wedding. And there's this little trap door. So when the couple does the photo shoot and they're slicing the cake, they're opening it up and then bringing out the cake and taking a picture. Meanwhile, there's just a regular ass cake back there and they're slicing that up and bringing it out. So they never eat. Look up trap door, one word.
I've never heard of it called trap door wedding.
Because there's like a little trap door in the back. Because I was at my friend's wedding and I went up.
Is it just like a little door that?
Yes. So like there's a little fake area in the back where they already have a wedding piece like that one. And they just go in and they act like they're cutting the cake and they just bring out this fake piece and they pose with it because the cake is just super cheap. The cake you're just buying is probably like a $20 just fake cake they're bringing in. And then you have people from the kitchen bring it out. Is that not interesting to you, Mariah?
No, I still have dust in my eyes. I know. Oh my God, I can't see. No, yeah. And cake's expensive and nobody eats it anyway. So just do it.
So when you're at a wedding, go up to the cake and look poke it. But look up, you can, if you follow it around, you can see that it's like styrofoam.
Can you not touch the cake?
No, but I have seen styrofoam like wedding cakes though before.
Yeah. It makes sense. I feel like that's probably the best way to do it.
Because it's hard. Some of those cakes are so intricate. There's no way you're going to cut that up and serve it out.
And people freeze it anyway. And every anniversary they'll eat a slice.
Is that how many people do that?
A lot.
I know.
A lot of people do that? That's crazy.
You eat it 1 year later?
It's like, you're supposed to eat it every anniversary. So it's like a tradition.
You still eat it every, I thought it was just after 1 year.
You know how long my mother keeps shit in the freezer?
It is pretty weird that it just lasts. I feel like you could have meat for years.
A long time and it's still good.
It's like frozen in time.
Yeah. You know what I don't understand is like salt packed meats.
Well, salt, that would before just, ice, salt was the only way you could preserve meat.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. You just put meat in a bunch of salt and then it preserves it and it'll last.
Yeah.
Forever.
Not forever, but instead of being on ice, you just put it in, I don't know.
Well, not a lot of bugs and stuff don't like salt. Salt like destroys any bug that comes up to it. That's why we shoot salt at flies and stuff.
We have one of those.
And ants and stuff are attracted to sugar. So like salt is just bad for any type of like thing to get into it. It dehydrates organisms.
Is there any other tasty rock? Like why salt? Like how did we find salt and start eating it?
It's a chemical.
It's a rock.
It's a mineral, Zane. It's a mineral.
It's a chemical.
It's sodium. It's sodium chloride.
Why does it hurt then?
What is salt?
Oh, it comes from the ocean. They filter it out.
Yeah, so there's also salt mines too.
Duh. Have you guys ever been to the French Southern and Antarctic lands?
Yeah, a couple of times.
You're not allowed to because it'll disturb the penguins.
Oh, wait, is there really only penguins that live there? Why are there streets there then? The Rue des Marines.
There's also pyramids in Antarctica.
Really?
Whoa, ice pyramids?
They're hiding it from us. They don't want people to know.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
That's a pyramid.
That is a pyramid.
That ain't no mountain.
That's a rock.
Why is it perfect?
A triangle, a prism rock.
It's perfect.
Come on. It is a perfect angle.
Pretty weird.
The pyramids, though, I mean, that's just the edge of a rock. You look at a mountain, dude. Like, the mountains look like pyramids.
Why are you yelling?
I just have a lot of questions.
That's clearly a pyramid.
It's too perfect. That was man-made.
Do you think the Egyptians made that? I think so.
You know, a lot of people think that there was ancient Egyptians in Arizona.
Go on.
Which is why the biggest town there is called Phoenix, Arizona. And there's carvings.
Really?
Uh-huh. In the Grand Canyon. There's a bunch of stuff.
Is this Pangea?
Over 400 Native American sites have been found within Grand Canyon National Park, dating as far back as 12,000 years
Egyptian ago. Artifacts is pretty crazy.
I want Pangea to come back.
I fucked with Pangea.
I really did too.
This bitch don't know about Pangea.
I love it.
Don't know about Pangea.
Dude, I'd be a Pangea influencer.
Pangea Fest? Who's headlining Pangea this year? Absolutely not.
Oh, hell no. That's what that shit looked like?
That's Pangea?
Oh, no.
It looked different when I was in school.
Wait.
But Africa and the United States and South America fit together perfectly.
Wait,
it's perfect.
I just can't believe that they were once all together and they just separated. How?
The tectonic plate thing.
No. That's awesome. And dude, imagine we all live like that.
Oh man, the bullet.
There'd be no fucking wars.
There'd be some expensive Ubers to get around.
Yeah, can I go to Africa?
It doesn't make sense. Yeah, I believe it. Sense.
That looks
cool. Hank Green would come on and be like, you guys, I'm done.
All right, let's end this shit.
Okay. Oh, but can we also say, just keep Miss Juicy in your thoughts and prayers as well. And this episode's coming out in a week, and hopefully by now everything is fine. But
I think I saw a source say that she is doing well.
She's stabilized.
She's stabilized.
That's what I heard. But she's in the ICU. She apparently suffered either
a stroke or a heart attack. She's still trying to figure it out.
Went into a coma, and I think she is stabilized now. That's the last we've heard.
Please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. Because we love Miss Juicy.
We do.
Can't lose her. Not now. We need you, Miss Juicy. We need you here.
She's your wallpaper on your phone every day.
She's still there, baby. I look at you every day, Miss Juicy. Please don't leave me.
So yes, please keep her thinking of her. She's part of the Unfiltered family, you know?
Yeah.
That ain't funny. Let's see what she has to say about this.
What do you have to say, Miss Juicy?
Respect me, I'll respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Very
good.
Ain't
that okay. right?
Ain't that right?
To you, Miss
Susie. Heard her. You heard her here first.
Let's we pray. Love you.
Thank you, Miss
Say
Susie.
Amen. Everybody loves
a juice.
Yeah, we do.
Guys, make sure to check out Cremota Coffee, cremota.com. We got a bunch of different flavors in K-cups and ground coffee. It's the best coffee in the world, so make sure to try it. We also post our episodes, audio version, every single Monday on Spotify, Apple, however you listen to it. And then the YouTube version comes out every single Tuesday, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. We also have the Patreon. You can watch it a couple days early. All the episodes, we have a bonus high episode every single month. We do a live Q&A. We've got a private Discord. We've got vlogs up on there, early access to everything. And yeah, it's just a really fun time and a good community. And then
that's patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
That's right. I think that's all we got, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for tuning in to another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode. And we will see you next week, hopefully.
We love you guys.
We love you guys.
Yeah, we do.
Seriously.
Thanks, Matt.
I can't thank them enough.
Thank Miss Juicy's like.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.